This was the height of Cold War paranoia. In 1951, British spies Donald MacLean and Guy Burgess, who was also a homosexual, defected to the USSR. Therefore, homosexuals were seen to be bad security risks and easily won over as traitors. Turing had a lot of classified secret information due to his time at Bletchley Park during the war. Therefore, he was perceived as a major security risk, so was under heavy surveillance by the police. He believed he was a marked man, and his freedom had been curtailed. In April 1953, his oestrogen treatment finally came to an end. He'd been informed that his body would return to normal, but it hadn't. He still had breasts, and he noticed that his ability to think and concentrate was affected too. This impacted negatively on his mental health. Arguably, the suffering that he was experiencing became overwhelming. On the 7th of June 1954, Alan Turing was found dead by his housekeeper at his home in Wilmslow in Cheshire. He was 41. Although the coroner recorded an open verdict, the cyanide-laced apple with a bite taken out of it that lay next to his bed almost certainly suggested suicide. His brain, according to the autopsy report, smelt of bitter almonds. He left no note.